Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Welcome back to Live by Every Word here on Trumpet Radio. I'm Dwight Falk. On today's program, we're going to take a look at the topic of studying your Bible. Why should you want to study the Bible? Is the Bible up to date in this information age in which we live? Exactly what is the Bible, and how should you study it to really understand it? I want to answer these questions today and look at your Bible for those answers. So if you're listening to this program and you're in a position where you could grab a Bible, it'd be a great idea. There'll be a few scriptures that we do look at. Now, you might have some questions about your life and the world around you. For example, are you on this earth for a purpose? And if so, what is it? If you search purpose for life on the internet, there's over 1 trillion answers that come back. That's a lot of information. But what is the one correct answer? And as we're going to see, the Bible contains that answer as to our purpose, what God's purpose for mankind is. And then if you look at society in general, you see a lot of lives that are empty and discontent and unhappy. And maybe you felt that way too. And at times, some of the rich and famous seem to be the most miserable. People can have the most in terms of physical possessions and yet seem to be the most miserable. Recent studies show that major depression is one of the most common mental disorders in the United States at this time. For some individuals, major depression can result in severe impairments that interfere with or limit their ability to carry out major life activities. It's hard to get going and to keep going because of depression. That's something we do see in society. So how do you make your life exciting, abundant, and full of joy? Those are things that everybody wants. Now, you could read thousands of self-help books on happiness. And if you've gone to the bookstore, you've certainly seen the shelves full of those books or shopping online. But only the Bible shows a way to bring lasting happiness and joy into your life. And if you haven't studied the Bible in a while, now is the time to give it another look. Crack it open. See what it says. See how it can benefit you. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And if you are an avid reader of your Bible, as many listeners of this program are, do you know what it means? And do you know how it applies to you and the world around you? And also, you might ask yourself, what is the real cause of wars? And what's the way to world peace? Even for people that are having a pretty successful life, it doesn't take much looking to see that there's calamity and trouble everywhere around. Even now, in a time of relative peace, there are roughly 30 wars going on in this world. You can think of Syria and other locations. What's the cause of that? And how is that going to be stopped? And then a big question people have, a major question that everyone considers at some point, what lies beyond death? Is there really a way to eternal life? Everybody faces that question. Maybe you have a loved one who is sick or has recently died. Will you see them again? People wonder about that. The Bible answers all of these questions, and I think we can begin to see how relevant the Bible is. These are some of the big questions that people consider and yet have a hard time coming up with an answer for, at least an answer that is correct. But the Bible has the answers to all of these questions, and that's why it's such a dynamic book to study and so important. Think about this for just a moment. Would an all-loving and wise Creator God make man in His own image and not provide the necessary information for an abundant and happy life? Or could it be that man has rejected God's revealed knowledge and gone his own way? There is a lack of God's knowledge on the earth today. But why is that? Well, as the Bible shows, man has rejected God's truth, but God's truth is available, and it's available in the Bible. Thankfully, God did make his all-important truth accessible to mankind in the pages of the Holy Bible. There are specific laws that bring peace, happiness, and lasting joy. It's not by chance or by luck. It is by following God's laws, following his word, that we can obtain the success, the joy, and the happiness that everybody wants. There's a specific way to do it, and the Bible shows us how. Now, God gave human beings the ability to understand and work with physical matter, but only God's word reveals spiritual truth. There's nothing in the physical world that shows us if there's life after death, or even the purpose of your being alive today. And people really search to try to find those answers outside of God's revelation. And it's a very frustrating search because they can't find those answers. We have to look at God's word to understand spiritual truth. The Bible reveals the answer to all of these questions we've talked about and a whole lot more. The Bible is the foundation of all knowledge. The Bible doesn't contain all knowledge on every topic, but it is the foundation of all knowledge. We need to start at the Bible and build our foundation there. The Bible is a living and dynamic book. It's not boring or out of date. It's living and it's dynamic. And the more you understand your Bible, the more exciting and valuable it becomes. The Bible shows us who and what God is. And God is not harsh. He's not stern, as some might think that he is. If you have your Bible, you could turn over to 1 John 4. And there's several passages there that show us what God is. We don't have to guess. You certainly don't have to listen to what I would say about it. But we can look at what the Bible says about it. What is God? Who is God? We need to understand his thinking. And it helps us then, as we study the Bible, of course, we see how God thinks. We understand how he thinks. And we can understand why he wrote the Bible, why he inspired it through men, why it gives us so much valuable information. 1 John 4 and verse 8, it says, "He that loves not knows not God, for God is love." God is love. And then in verse 16, it says, "We have known and believed the love that God has to us." God has love for his creation. He revealed truth that will help us. And he did it because he loves us. It continues and says, "God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him." So God is full of love and compassion and mercy. And in his love for his creation, he gave us an instruction book because he wants us to be happy and he wants us to have joy and success. And he's showing us how to do it in the pages of the Bible if we'll start to look at it and look at it with an understanding mind and attitude, as we'll see. God wants every person to have an interesting, successful, and joy-filled life. But this type of life only happens by understanding and applying God's word. Understanding and applying God's word. That's what has to happen for success, for joy, for the happiness we want. The name of this program is Live by Every Word, for that very specific reason. How do we live? We will live by the word of God because it brings life and happiness and joy in the physical world today, in our lives today, if we apply it. And then, of course, there's much more beyond this physical life, as we'll see. Once we begin to understand the Bible, we shall come to find that it is the most fascinating, the most interesting, as well as the most profitable and enjoyable study of our lives. Maybe there's been a subject you're really interested in personally. Maybe you really like biology, and you've done studies into it, and it's fascinating to you, and you get so much out of it. Whatever the topic might be that you're interested in, the Bible is even more interesting. It's even more fascinating. It gives us the foundation of how to live. And the more we get into it, and the more we study it, and the more we apply it, the more fascinating and exciting and dynamic it becomes, our study that is, as well as our lives. So there are several natural starting points if we're going to begin to look at the Bible. You might think of Genesis 1 and verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That would be a natural starting point. Or you could look at John 1 and verse 1, which says, in the beginning was the Word. And it talks about a time even predating Genesis 1, where there wasn't a physical creation yet. It was just God and the Word. And we could start there. But for our purposes, we're going to begin with this very present age in which we live. It's a time of division and a lot of confusion in the world. How many different religions are there? How many different sects and denominations within a religion? Look at the political division in this country. If you take the United States, for example, the nation is split almost exactly in half politically, and neither side can come to any sort of agreement with the other side. What kind of division and confusion do we live in? And this is a time when science and technology have produced some amazing things, but also weapons that threaten the extinction of all life on this planet. This time of the end, just before the end of this age and the second coming of Jesus Christ. When you look at the weaponry that man has produced, if it was used, we all know that the world as we know it would end. Those weapons are out there today. This is a time in which we live. This is where we are today. And so this is our starting point when we're looking at the Bible and studying it. And the Bible is going to mean more to you if you fully understand its vital relation to your life today and its direct connection with current world events. Because if the Bible is looked at as an archaic book that only talked about things that happened years ago, it doesn't seem very relevant. Now, there is a lot of history, but there's also a lot of prophecy and a lot in the Bible that applies to your life right now and to my life right now. And society in general, and the world, and civilization in general, and us personally, and individually. You will understand the Bible better and find it more interesting if you view it all, its history and prophecy, teachings, divine revelations, from the vantage point of your life here and now. And so really make it personal. We are looking at global issues, but we're looking at personal issues as well. The Bible will become clearer if you see how world events have led up to the very time and conditions in which you're living right now, and I'm living right now, and what the future has in store for you personally and for mankind. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will look at why so few understand the Bible. You're listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG.
The Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course is a distance learning program that makes the Bible clear and understandable. The Correspondence Course enables enrollees to learn what the Bible itself says about subjects that affect you and the world you live in. This fascinating Bible course highlights and proves what the Bible says about morality, war, religion, terrorism, and other current events, focusing on the root causes of this world's many problems facing man, as well as their solutions. The Bible and this course also focuses on the reason mankind was created in the first place, the way to happiness, accomplishment, and fulfillment, as well as the truth behind important doctrinal questions, such as what happens after we die, the nature of God, the resurrection, the millennium, and other critical subjects. Enroll today in the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course. Email your request to td@kpcg.fm or visit thetrumpet.com.
This is Live by Every Word.
Welcome back to Live by Every Word here on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. I'm Dwight Falk. Before the break, we were taking a look at the relevance of studying the Bible, why it's important, and where we're going to begin, looking at our present civilization and society today. But before we begin this fascinating study, we need to know why so few really understand the Bible and how you can understand it. This is sort of the elephant in the room, as the expression goes. If we're going to study the Bible, we have to answer the question, well, how come so few people understand it? And we have to make sure that we do understand it. Have you ever wondered why hundreds of different church denominations and sects can't agree on what the Bible says, although they all claim to follow the Bible? Why is there such confusion on what the Bible says? If you think about any other field of study, you don't find the same sort of confusion. Math and science professors generally agree on what their textbooks teach. 2 + 2 is always 4. You could go to any school, probably in the world, and if you understand that 2 + 2 is 4, you'll all be in agreement. But teachers of the Bible often can't agree on what the Bible teaches. And you can think of some of the radical social movements today as an example in the United States, or the world as well. Now, the Bible is clear on what is right and wrong behavior. It's very specific. And yet, some claim to follow the Bible, and at the same time, they're embracing lawlessness. There are groups of people that consider themselves to be religious and follow the Bible, and 30 years ago, they would not allow certain behavior. Today, they embrace that behavior. Did the Bible change? Is the Bible being followed? If it was right 30 years ago, isn't it the same thing right today? Or was it wrong 30 years ago and it's right today? It gets to be more and more confusing. This confusion on what the Bible teaches is an enigma. The Bible is the most important and yet least understood book that exists. Notice what is written in 2 Timothy 3. And if you have a Bible, please take a look at that as we go there and we read it. And if not, maybe you can listen to this later or write it down and go back and read it. Because as we go through the Bible, the important thing is that we look at what the Scriptures say. The Bible is the most misunderstood book in history. The most twisted, distorted, misrepresented, maligned, and lied about book. Why is that the case? Well, here in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 17, notice this. It says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So here we see in 2 Timothy 3, why the Bible? It's given, first of all, by the inspiration of God, and it's valuable for us. It's profitable for several things, including doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness. And if we apply it, if we live by every word of it, what happens? Well, verse 17 tells us that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's what happens. We grow in perfection, in thinking like God, if we follow His word. And so the Scriptures are profitable for the purpose of reproving and correcting us. And here's where the confusion comes in. How many people do you know who are willing to be corrected when they are in error, to be reproved for the wrong things that they do? And everybody, every human has this desire to be thought of as good and not be corrected. It's hard to be corrected. People simply do not like to be reproved and corrected. Humans love praise, flattery, but reproof and correction is surely hated. And now we can begin to see why it is so difficult for people to understand the Bible and to agree on just what it says. The Bible is God's great spiritual mirror. It shows every flaw in our thinking, reveals every spot on our characters, and it pictures us as we really are, as God sees us, and not as we like to think we are, or as we like to have other people think about us. Human nature wants to be thought of as good, but it doesn't want to do good. Hebrews 4 and verse 12 gives us some really important insight into what the Bible will do if we use it correctly. Hebrews 4 and verse 12. It says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Now think about the example of a little child. When little children do things that are wrong, that they have been forbidden to do, what has been your experience in dealing with them? Do they usually admit it freely and frankly? If you say, "Timmy, did you hit your sister?" Does little Timmy normally admit that he did? Oftentimes, they do not admit that they did. Instead, they try to cover it up, excuse it, justify it, or place the blame on somebody else. That's human nature. That's carnal human nature as influenced by Satan. And we are all only little children grown up, aren't we, in a lot of ways. When our Heavenly Father speaks to us through His Holy Scriptures and reproves us, rebukes us, or corrects us, we usually do not like to admit our errors, our faults, our wrong ways. And so men began centuries ago to interpret the Bible. Instead of looking at what it says, taking the correction, when we're in error, people began to say, "Oh, the Bible doesn't really say that. It says something else." Instead of acknowledging the truth, people seek to justify their own ways by perverting the sacred and holy Word of God. Look at the societal changes today. Has the Bible changed? Has its teachings changed? Or have people changed? And therefore, not wanting to be corrected, changed their interpretation of the Bible? It's a question that we have to look at. Let's notice something in Isaiah 30. This speaks to the attitude of our generation today. Isaiah 30 says, "Now go write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever." This is something we have to take note of. This was written years ago, but it's talking about our time today. It says that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Eternal, which say to the seers, "See not," and to the prophets, "Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits." People don't want to hear the truth in a lot of cases because it corrects and it makes them feel bad about certain actions. And everybody needs correction. That's how we improve. That's how we grow. Today's generation is like that of Jesus' day, of which He said, "This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." That's John 3 and verse 19. They had Christ there, the Word of God, in the flesh, and He was teaching them the truth. People did not want the light. They preferred the darkness. Why? Because their deeds were evil. They did not want to be corrected. They did not want to look into the spiritual mirror that is God's Word and see themselves as they really were. The Bible is light, a lamp for our feet, a light unto our path. If we're walking through a dark woods, we certainly want a flashlight to see where we're going. The Bible is that light for us as we walk through this life. The Bible is a dynamic, powerful, divinely inspired book that is essential for our health and happiness today and in the future, but it means applying God's instructions. And most are not willing to apply what God says and make needed changes in their lives. And yet those are the changes that bring all the joy and happiness man seeks. In some ways, you can look at people trying to lose weight physically, and they might go get a diet plan. And if it's a good diet plan, and if it's sound, and they follow it, and they work at it, and they apply it, they'll lose weight. And if they don't want to make some changes and be corrected, they won't. Well, it's the same thing spiritually. And it's the same thing in looking at God's word. If we apply it, it benefits us. And that means making some changes. But if we don't apply it and we don't make changes, it doesn't benefit us. But the Bible is a dynamic and powerful and divinely inspired book that we need. And we're going to continue to look at it and understand it more in depth on this program. Next time, we'll continue looking at what we need to do to study our Bibles. How do we go about this process? Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word.